escuchar. So, they closed their eyes. Krishna told that, shut up your eyes. Then they shut up their eyes. And then Krishna told that, close means to open. Close means to, acha. Now you can open your eyes. They opened their eyes, and at once they saw all the cows and all the friends with Krishna and Baldev are under that tree. They are sitting in the circles, and they are taking their foods, and cows are sitting in the very shade of that tree, and they are doing like this paguri.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. They were thinking that what we have seen, that was only our, we have seen, it was true, or we are seeing in dream, what it was, we cannot say. Krishna told that, no, it was not real. Those persons who have left Krishna and gone behind Krishna, back side of, that is, there are two kinds of jivas. Those who are unmukh to Krishna and those who are vimukh to Krishna. Understand?
Yeah. In front.
Those who are in front.
And behind. Vimukh. Mukhya's front.
Those who are behind, they are Baddhaji. And those who are in Sanmukh, they are Muktaji. Muktaji serves Krishna. And the Vimukh Jeev, they are
separate.
They are in Maya. So if a man go means indriya.
Senses, eyes.
11 senses. And 5 are jnan senses.
Knowledge acquiring and 5 working.
For those, go means knowledge. And the 5 and 5 and 1 month. 11 indriyas. The persons who are vimukh, their indriyas are doing against the seva of Krishna. And they go more and more deep in Maya. And at last they went in hell, they go in hell, and they are ruined. If they are going towards Mayabad, forever they have lost something. They cannot be in front of Krishna at any time. That is called Sarvanash. Sarvanash, you know?
No.
Everything lost, it is called Sarvanash. So like cows, in calamity, in this Maya world, we are burning in Maya. Tritap, you know? Tritap means
planetary system, no?
We are burning in three. Saptika, Rajasika, and
Tamasika. Tap, I don't know that word.
Tap means
same as guna. Like that?
Tap means the burning position.
Like misery.
By miseries. And in that misery, love cow, cow, like cows and friends. If we pray Krishna, he will at once come. And we will see that no this work is there. We will see that we are in Guru and serving Krishna. No, there is no trace of him there. And if we don't call Krishna, we will be in circle round him.
Samsara. Samsara dava nalali.
Samsara dava.
This is
the story written in Srimad Bhagavatam. That was behind, in the shade of that
tree.
That is my name, Bhandirvat. Once Nand Maharaj from Khelanban, that is in Sirgarh. Sirgarh, you know? Khelanban. Krishna at that time was 4 or 5 years. Nanda Maharaj, taking Krishna in his laps, he wanted to go in his cow herds, where old persons were with cows. At that time, Bhandirvan was very, very green and very dark. It was the time of very morning. Itself, that forest was very dark. No sun rays were entering in that forest. And besides, clouds were there. So it became more and
more
deep there. Nand Maharaj then reached there and he left Krishna. He said that now it is a raining day. It may be rain. And some drops of rain were falling. And it became so dark and dark. There became very cloudy air,
rain.
At that time, he could not understand what to do, where to take rest, shelter. At the meantime, he saw that a very young, very, very little lady, very beautiful, came there. He said that, oh, this is the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. He told that lady, that girl, are you are the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj? Why you have come here? But he could not tell anything. He only done like this. And Krishna himself came in the arms of Radhika. Nand Baba could not do anything.
He went like this.
Krishna went in her lap, she too, and entered in deep jungle. And she became Kishori at the age of 14, and Krishna became 16. And very beautiful Vedika was there. Vedika means like chamutara.
Throne.
Like throne.
Yeah.
Clay. Of earth.
Palace like that?
Huh?
Like palace? Small? No.
A very
not platform.
Platform.
Yes.
Like a platform, round.
Hmm.
Round tree. She came there and they became both
Kishore.
Yes. From the ages of 11 to 15, Kishore.
Radhika is 13 and a half, and Krishna is 16. Very beautiful. At once, Kansha, Kartitra and all other Sakhi came there. And Brahma from Pushkar, doing tapasya, yajna, he was returning. And from the sky he saw that Krishna is here, and Simpi Radhikai. So by the wishes of Krishna, pulled down Brahma, and Brahma came, and he did namaskar to Krishna, and parikrama of Krishna and Radhika. And he told that, I want to do your marriage here. So he used to utter Vedas mantra of marriage, and he one of Radhika and Krishna
tied together their copra,
and told Krishna to take the hands of Radhika in his hand, and he took. He burned fire and he did the marriage system, what priest does. And after doing marriage, again he parikrama and went to Brahma. And again all sakhis vanished. Radhika became very small, and Krishna became like a boy, and she took in his hand, her hand. And again, she went.
Nanda was still standing to see Krishna, where Krishna has gone.
And again, he gave hands of Nanda. And then Nanda Baba became very pleased, was thinking that what has done. Now he is. And taking the spirit above. This occurrence was there at
Mandiravan.
Also, one day Krishna killed Vatsasura
in the shape of cow.
Cow. Vatsa.
Yeah.
Cow.
Calf.
Calf. Then he went to gopis, where gopis were there at Gandhirva. Krishna wanted to play with gopis, but today gopis warned him, don't touch us. Go anywhere else. Don't touch and don't come with us. Why? Because you have killed a cow's calf. So, go hatya, pap has touched you. Understanding you?
Yes.
So go anywhere. Don't come. Krishna prayed that how can I be pavitra?
Purified.
Purified. Then they told that if you bathe in Ganga river, Yamuna river, in Samudra, in Prayag, in all other tirthas, then you can be pure. Then Krishna, with his fruit, dig a well. Understand?
Yeah.
And he called all the tirthas there, like Radhakum. All the pieces of whole world came there. And Krishna told them that you should be in the shape of water, can come in this way. So all the things in the shape of water entered the water. And Krishna took bath and then he was very happy. That is in Bhandirbhat. There is a well also.
Renuku.
Renuku.
And sometimes that water turns like milk.
White color, like...
The inhabitants of that place, you have gone there?
That the pujari came one day back and he told me on Monday, that place...
2 days.
Water, on Monday morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, he said the water is...
Sometimes it depends. I have been told, but I have not seen.
Yeah.
And I have not tried to see. Because if we... A Renu of Vrindavan, every dust of Vrindavan is like Krishna. And Ati, he can do everything. So it is not so ascharya, it is not
wonderful.
Wonderful that anything. They told me that if a man does any thing in his mind, and that if a lady has no son or daughter, and if they want any son or daughter, or there's all boys die, then they go there and take the water of that Venuko and they do something there,
the
whole thing becomes right. Oh, we don't like all these things, but there is Dhanuku. And once there, sitting, when Krishna was doing Ras there, one day Srimati Radhika told that I have heard that yesterday or some in past time, Siddham has defeated you in wrestling. Is it correct? Krishna told that, no, I have defeated Siddham. Then all other gopis began to laugh and they supported Srimati Radhika that Siddham has defeated you. Siddham is younger than Srimati Radhika.
Younger brother.
Radhika Lalita told that if you have defeated Siddham, then you can also defeat Srimati Radhika. Today we will see that you should both wrestle and see that who defeats and who wins. Radhika became in form of wrestler, Pahalwan, and he did clock like a wrestler, and Krishna also. But today, Srimati Radhika defeated Krishna. So gopis clap. This leela has been done there. So if these leelas are of only 3 or 4 days, so Krishna has done leela there here so many days. Nearby you have seen Vanshibhat. There?
Siddham.
Siddham is there. Siddham. Come to Bhandirbhan to see that has Krishna returned from Mathura, and if Krishna has not come, I will wait here till my death. When Krishna will come to me, then I will return to Mathura. policy what Meenabai to Kriya. So he went to Bansibar. And that Jamuna was very near to that. There are so many stories also of Bansibar also. Today they will.
I have one question. Is Pralambrasura was killed in that place or not? He was also Pralambrasura?
Prabhupada.
In Vrindavan.
Vasasura was not killed in that place. He was killed in another place. But Venukupi.
That happened today. We read from Guru Maharaj's biography, and Gurijan Prabhu very kindly asked me to speak something about my relationship with Guru. Yes. So I got two
teachers.
Morning, yes.
At what hour?
Half past seven.
If I knew, I should certainly go there.
Next Ekadasi. Next time on Ekadasi. Every Ekadasi we read from Prabhupada's biography.
It is a good thing.
I was also remembering when he asked me, I was remembering how when Guru Maharaj was considering what vigraha to install in the temple here.
In Bombay.
Yeah. So I just suggested that, because Radharas Bihari were already there, so I just suggested that why not also Lalita and Vishaka. And he became so excited. Of course it was a very simple suggestion. He got so excited. He said, very good idea. Very good idea. So now I'm appreciating more.
I have also seen him in this same mood.
Yes.
You always say that he was very fond of Sad Goswami Astak, the prayers to the six Goswamis, always singing that. That our Guru Maharaj was always singing that.
That's true. You know the line, Chanka Purva Gana Namanati Bi?
Chanka Purva Gana Namanati Bi. Kala Avasan. Nidra Har Vihara Kati Vito. Chatanta Dino. Radha Krishna Gunasmute Madhuriman Deina Sambhu. Vande Sanatana. Chanka Purva Gana. My life. Mind with mind, remembering the past times of Krishna. Tears in eyes, heart melting, with a puloka and romance, my life
as if she was Bhagnath Goswami. She was searching Srimati Radhika and Krishna. Sankha Purvaka Naam Gan. Gan. Gan means Kirtan. O Radhe Vrinda Vilasini Radhe Radhe. Gopisor Goswami, Gopisor Dasvami, used to sing a song. Radha Gosai Jake. Ek bar Vrinda bane, ek bar Radha kunde. Kokhono dake Nanda game, kokhono game dake Varshana. Understanding? Gosai means Raghunath Das Goswami. In a period, sometimes he used to call, Hey Radhe, Kuthai, Hey Radhe, where are you? Hey Lalite, where are you? And waking and crying, yes, yes. Sankhya Purvak Naam Gaan Nati Thi. Nati means Dandat Pranam. You have seen Vrijvilas stove?
Yes. Yes.
In this Vrijvilas stove, only 108 or 9 slokas there. So, similarly, 1008 slokas with a slokas or with a bhavana, he used to do pranam daily. Sashtang pranam. He used to use stones of Giriraj. One pranam there. One pranam more, two he kept. In Vrindavan way we see that some sadhus are doing like this. 1008 pranams at a time, at a place. Then further. So Raghunath is, it has come out from Raghunath Das Goswami, this system. But that system is very far away from this. They are doing only for wealth, health, and all other things, or for mukti. I've seen so many Mayavadis who are for Advaita city, they are doing all these things. They have outwardly adopted these things, but not inward. Like Jains. Jains have taken this thing of Sarishakti outward. But inwardly, Krishna Prem they have not. They are very far. So all these today which are doing 1008, but it has come from Raghunath Das Goswami. For Yashoda, for Nanda, one for Vrishabhanu, other for Kritika Devi, other for Varshana, other for Ananga Manjari, another for Sidan, another for like Parnodi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachi Devi, Nityananda Prabhu, and all Parikas. So it took so many times and energy also. Sankhya Apurvaka Naam Gaan Natirhi Kala Avasani Kutu. 24 hours. All these practices took 24 hours. So sometimes he used to sleep only a minutes or few minutes or only 30 minutes. And sometimes not at all. संख्या पूर्वक नाम गान्नति वे काल आवशानी कुतौ निद्रा हार विहार काद विजितौ ही कंकर्ड स्लीप आहार भोजन निद्रा हार विहार विहार मीन्स टू वॉक टू टेक रेस्ट टू गैप फीलिंग दिस थिंग्स ही conquered all these things. Chatanta Dina Ushajo. He was so Trinadapi Sune, Tarnapi Sahishma, Amani and Mana. Deen he him. How deen he? Srimati Radhika is not giving darshan. What is the use of keeping this body? A slok in Srimad Bhagavatam was repeated. Kadana bharako bhag annathava. This is only the bhar. Bhar means?
Burden.
Burden only. This is dead body. This is like mitti,
soil.
Earth.
I cannot carry this earth. Dead body. If Krishna Prem is down. When Krishna Prem will come, I don't. Radhika is not giving her person. There is no wretched person like me. When I call Krishna, no tears, nothing. All this crying. He is telling that I don't want to live in Vrindavan, Radhati. I don't want to live in Viraj Govardhan. Rupa Goswami is not there. So, without Rupa Goswami, Srimati Radhika cannot keep her mercy. So weeping and taking himself as a deen. And really we are deen, but we never
think of ourselves in that way.
Or think or imagine our realize it. We are not realizing. We are very careful. We take full stomach. In Ekadasi also what to tell on other days. Always locking. Doing. We are very much matta. Matta means? In all this. Keeping orders in mat.
Intoxicated?
No. In carrying all the duties here. All vyavastha mein lage in management. And all doing all the other things. But we are not seeing our main thing. Krishna Hari. There it is. How it will look? As we see in this book, Krishna Karanam, always hankering for Krishna and for Krishna. So, Radha Krishna Gunasmate Madhuriman Deina Sammohito. Always doing the talking about past times of Krishna, Radhika and Gopika. And always is Guna Smriti. Krishna is very merciful. Radha is too merciful. Gopija is too merciful. Sri Guru Parvati is too merciful. But yet we have no brain. So it is fault of us, mind. So I am wretched that Krishna brain is not always talking about Krishna, Radha, Krishna. And always the past times which Rupa Goswami has written in his books, usually in Bhagavad Gita, Vidarbha Madhav, especially Lalit Madhav, all the books. So a minute is not going without bhakti. So I am bowed down. Pandey Roop Sanatana Rohya Gopsi. Maharaj Vitkarta used to go in a very long as we should do. without mercy of Guru, we cannot. But we'll have to do all process what Sada Goswami has underlined. And if Krishna and our Gurudev will see that we are very cheerful, passing our days in a very good manner, we'll neglect all his fighting.
Just read.
What is this?
These are songs of the Vaishnavacharyas, translated in English. And some have been commented by our Guru Maharaj. So this is a song by Narottam Das Thakur. And I'm going to concentrate on one line. Heno nitai bine bhai. Radha Krishna Paiti Nai. And shall I read what Guru Maharaj has written?
Certainly.
What will be the result of accepting the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda? He says, Heno Nitai Bine Bhai. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Radha Krishna Paiti Nai. It will be very difficult for him to approach Radha Krishna. The aim of this Krishna consciousness movement is to enable us to approach Radha Krishna and associate with the Supreme Lord in his sublime pleasure dance. Narottam Das Thakur advises that if one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha Krishna, he must accept the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. If one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha Krishna, he must accept the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So several questions came to mind. The first is that Guru Maharaj instructed us that in the temple, in the altar, that if we have Radha Krishna and Balaram, say Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra, that there must be some separation between Radharani and Baladeva. Otherwise, Rasavas. So, but then again, we're advised to approach Lord Nityananda for his mercy to approach Radha Krishna.
That I can.
But we need the mercy of Lord Nityananda to approach Radha Krishna. So, what is the relationship between, you know, Lord Nityananda's mercy and Radha Krishna Leela?
What will be the answer? You Maharaj, because Sridhar is Praman.
Whatever Sridhar says, we accept.
What Sridhar will tell? We'll bounce to say.
I better get Sridhar's book out and answer. See what he says.
Very good question.
Because Nityananda's rasa is friendly. Anyway, you can now answer.
Actually, there are two relations here. Krishna is
younger brother.
So Baldev has so much love for his younger brother's Premika, Srimati Radhika, more than Revati. So what Radhika wants, without any hesitation and without any na-mangalu,
without asking,
whether Radhika asking or not, if he will see that she will be very pleased to have this thing, he will at once give. But Srimati Radhika never talks with Baldev. Baldev never talks with Radhika. But he, there is so much priti, love. So Nityananda Prabhu is Baldev. If anyone wants that I should have seva of Radhika, Nityananda Prabhu or Baldev will surely be. Surely. In India, in marriage, there is system. But then a bride takes his bridegroom and the goat returns from marriage party to their home. After 5 days or 8 days, in a very auspicious day, bridegroom makes prepares meal, very delicious. And from inner, she'll have to give that mahaprasadam or that meal to his husband's elder brother. But she will not give very easily. He will want golden chain, anything very precious, then she will give. She will be sitting there, taking meal there, with there. He is not producing, and he is sitting for eating. Understand?
Yeah.
It is a rasa katha.
Yes.
In likewise, Baldev have loved a daughter's, as a daughter to Srimati Radhika. And what she wants, he gave at once supply, at once. So if anyone wants the seva of Srimati Radhika, he will surely give. Next is also connection. With Radhika, Baldev cannot go, cannot talk, cannot do any vyavahar. Vyavahar is behavior. But for this thing, he becomes Ananya Manjari, younger brother of Srimati Radhika. And thus he serves in every way of Srimati Radhika. When we want to serve Srimati Radhika, we will have to go obey Ananya Manjari, that is Baladev Prabhu. And thus she will put in our idea. Then we can eat her. She is very, very much near and dear to Lalita and Vishakha. And all sakhis are under Ananga Manjari. Ananga Manjari is Ananga Manjari, certainly. Do you know the meaning of Ananga?
Anga means part.
No. Ananga means Aranga.
Aranga.
Ranga, ranga.
Ranga.
What is ranga?
Color.
Color.
Prema ranga. To quarrel with Krishna. To do all these things. In Gopinath Mandir, we see that there is Anang Mandiri. Radhika is in right hand. Anang Mandiri is sitting in left side. Sri Radhika has given this opportunity for Anang Mandiri Mandir, not for any other. So very near to Krishna also. And Anang Mandiri. Third, our Guru Devi is Prakash Vigraha of Nityananda Prabhu or Bhakti. So without Guru Devi, we cannot go a inch, what to say inch, at this people. That is written in Upanishads. Naim Atma Balahi Nain Alabdha. The meaning is not that a very durval vyakti cannot reach to Krishna. Durval means a weak person. Here not weak, it is stated here. No meaning of weak. Balahina ne labdha, baladeva hina.
Without
Baladeva, without the mercy of Baladeva Prabhu, anyone cannot have this pure bhakti devotion of Radhika and Krishna. So balahina ne balahine na labhya, nayam atma pravachane na labhya.